We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Dalad Omad Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on top. It said in the Mishnah that if you didn't grind up the kamoin before Shabbos, so you should chew it with your teeth and put it onto the baby. The same thing goes for yayin and shemen. If you didn't beat it together, mix it together, which is also due on Shabbos because it looks like I'm going to cook something. So there also you put the wine and oil separately on the makom hamila, and that's how you apply that ointment. Tana Rabbanan, Tana Braisa. Dvarim shein oisin lamila v'Shabbos, even though you can't do these two things on Shabbos, oisin lo b'yomtiv, you'll have to do it on yomtiv. Sheichin lo kamoin, you could grind up the kamoin, v'tarvin lo yayin v'shemen, and you could mix the yayin v'shemen. And what's the reason? Pash, the reason is because since it's royu for oichel nefesh on yomtiv, therefore it's mutter also to do it for the mila. Amalei abay la v'yosef, ma'ishno kamoin v'yomtiv. Why are you saying kamoin is mutter on yontiv to grind? The chazal kadeira, because it's royu to cook it, and since he's allowed to cook on yontiv, so I'm doing it. It hoil that's mutter to cook it for the use of kadeira. I can use it also for the tiddik. Freit the baya, but yain Hashem and chazal namen shavas chayla. Yain and Hashem also are royu to mix together for chayla. If someone is a chayla, you can use it for the chayla. So here, why shouldn't you be able to use it for the cotton? And Betzin, where could I ask better? The cotton itself is a chayla. But the Gemara is asking, like, it's chazin naim l'chayla, it's a little bit of a aura. The Tanya, but how do we know, where do we see that you could mix these things together for a chayla? Tanya l'ter b'raisa, ain tarf et yayim v'shem l'chayla v'shabbos. Tanakama says you cannot mix this together for a chayla on Shabbos. Om Rav Shim ben Elozo, Om Shim Rav Meir. So what's the pshat in Tanakama? Even though they were matted to take medicine for a chayla she'im bo yisakhano, but to actually make the medicine that you can't do. You're even allowed to do it on Shabbos and make this mixture of Yayim and Shemen for the Chayla on Shabbos. Rameyer had a stomach issue. And remember, he's the one who Rav Shimon Elazar said Shem Rameyer that it's mutter to do it. Rameyer had a stomach issue. I wanted to mix Yayim and Shemen for refuah, for medicine for him. But he didn't let us. Amar Nuloi, we told him, the thing that you're wanted to do, you're not going to let us do it for you? Even though I said it's mutter, my friends, my chaverim, the rabbim said that it's aser. I never was over on my chaverim, on the other chacham. And the mashma in the brayis, who needed the mashma in avshay? He's mashma himself. Avakuli, I'm sorry, but it's mashma that I may have held that was mutter for everyone else. So the kasha is, since that Mishnah is Rameyim, so then our Mishnah, why did he ask it to do Yayim V'Shemen on Shabbos for the Tinuk, L'chayra for Rameyim, it's Mutter, and for the Gemara, Hosom, Loi Boyi Lekka, Hocha Boyi Lekka, dear, for all the Chaylim, you don't have to mix it so vigorously together. And therefore, there's no shash of the chayla looking at want to cook it. Therefore, it's mutter to mix for the chayla. Mashenkin over here by mila, the only way it works well is by mixing it very, very well. By just beating it together. So, so why don't you do that and don't mix it? That's what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah says, what the Mishnah means is that you mix a little bit. Not that you put it separately. You mix a little bit, but you don't do licha. You don't do lika. You don't mamish mix together vigorously, because you're not allowed to mix it vigorously. But you take a mix it a little bit, the same way you do it for regular chayla, you could do for this chayla, and echanami. So we're coming out that the Mishnah one says, zef v'neyach v'nevazim means separately. It means I could mix it together and put it on to the makom hamila. We're going to a little, get sidetracked a little bit, hilchas yontif, because we mentioned something about yontif, we're going to get sidetracked a little bit for a few lines. Tana Rabbanan. When you used to make mustard, it comes from mustard seeds, and they separate the seeds from the chaff, and that's how they make mustard. You let do it on yontif. Zok the Braisa, you cannot do this on yontif. You can't do this type of bayer on yontif. Not every bayer is mutter on yontif. You can't do this bayer on yontif. Any bayer, the klal basically is, any bayer that's a yomim rabim, any bayer that's not a bayer, it's done usually when you eat it. It's a bayer that's done when you store it. When you produce the thing, that shouldn't be done on yontif. So it says, these are sweetened the chardol by putting coals into the seeds, and that caused the coals to get extinguished, and it made it hot. You're not allowed to do that on yontif either. So you can't do a certain type of kibbutz, you can't do on yontif, and you can't do a certain type of bayr. Omlei abayel of Yosef, maishno mahod etnan, noistim beitzah masinah shal chardol, The kasha is even on Shabbos, it's mutter to put a egg in a sifter to color the chardel. The halacha is that you have the chardel, which are really white. The seeds of a chardel are white. How do you make it yellow? So what you used to do is take an egg and sift out the yellow from the white. The yellow drips down, it goes to the chardel. It says you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Now what's the reason? Because there, you're not trying to make a bayer. There you're trying to make a color for the chardel. And that's why it's mutter. So the question is, why is this worse than that? Amalei, so really in the kasha, I spoke at the Torah, it's really Amalei, hosom lemechzik bayer, hoch lemechzik bayer. There, it doesn't look like a bayer. Because all I'm doing is coloring. I'm trying to color the white seeds. I'm not really trying to separate the good from the bad. I don't care the egg. I was trying to make it colored. So that's not called bayer. The purpose is not to separate something. The purpose is the color of the thing. And there's the ein tzvi b'eichlin, so it's not a problem. But over here, you're trying to separate the seeds from the chaff. That's why it's mechzi kebayr. And Tosfos speaks out, it's not mamish bayr, because both parts of the mustard seed are really royal to eat, so it's only the midrabban and the kebayr. But Kapanim was saying, since it's kebayr, and this type of bayr is also on yontif, therefore it's different, and you cannot make this mustard on yontif. Gemara explains the next part of the price. It says the imam takin oisav kechelas. You can't sweeten it with a coal. Break the mara kasha v'atanya mashtam takin oisav kechelas. You could use a coal. And for the gemara like kasha kam kechelas of matris. Once talking about kechelas of matris, where there's no isakiwi there because it never becomes a coal. So there's no iser of extinguishing. No iser the rice of extinguishing a matris. But the rice is no problem extinguishing a piece of metal that's on fire because it doesn't become a coal. Kam kechelas eitz. But here we're talking about extinguishing wood, where there becomes a coal. And therefore, it's shayach kibui, and that's why it is aser. Omle abayel Yosef, ma'ishna mebisra agumri. Why are you telling me that it comes out, coming over here, that the chalashal eitz is aser? Why you extinguish it? Why is it different than putting a piece of meat on coals? That's mutter to do. You put meat on coals, it's mutter to do, right? You like put meat on coals. It gets extinguished. There you want to make fresh meat. Meat is only good fresh on yontif. So there, even though my extinguisher is mutter, so direct is mutter. The meat to gachardol, making the chardol sweet, you could have done before yontif. Since you could have done before yontif, you're now allowed to do that on yontif. So it comes out that if the kibbutz is directly needed today in order to cook, it'll be mutter. That's what comes out. The riff has a different girsa in the Gemara, and the riff comes out a lot of different halachas lamaisa. Lagabe the isurim of kibbutz. So the Gemara Vayta. Omle Rabbi Lav Yosef. Ma'ol Lagabe. Are you allowed to make cheese on yontif? Because cheese might be an isur of boina maybe. And the Rashi over here is mashmah is the isur of lisha of losh. Omle aser. Yosef it's aser to do. So he asked him back. Ma'ishna malisha. Why is it malisha? You're allowed to make dough on yontif. So why can't I make cheese on yontif? Omle hasam lo yafshar. Hacha yafshar. By making chalas, you can't make the dough yesterday, it's going to get ruined. It has to be fresh dough. Therefore, you have to do it today. Masha ink and cheese, 5 carats, it's better yesterday. One-day-old cheese is good. No, how come? Even a one-day-old cheese is good. But definitely, it's better old cheese, and therefore, you could do it before yontif. Therefore, it's oster to make cheese on yontif, since you could have done it before yontif. Ad kan the sugus a few lines about Hilchas Yontif. Now we're going back to the Shailas of Rafua, but Negea, the baby who just had a Mila. It's in our Mishnah, in Oysla Chaluk. You can't make a special beged they put over the Aver to keep it safe and snug, but you can put a shmat around it. Oma Abaya, Omli Aim, Hai Chaluk the Yanuka, Lifnaya Lisitra Leloi. When you put on this Chaluk, this like piece of clothing, make sure that the edge, which has like little threads at the edge, make sure it's sticking out and not close to the basar, because it can get stuck to the basar. When you pull it, it'll make the baby into a crush shifcha. Till midbak gardamine, maybe some of those loose strings that are on the end will get stuck to the baby. But also the crush shifcha. You pull it off, you pull off some skin chashon, and make the baby into a crush shifcha by making a cut in its aver. Ima da baya of the kissa lapalga. What Ima da baya used to do is just make a lining inside this beged, therefore no chash of anything gets stuck to it. He made a lining on the top part of the beged. That's the palga, means the top half part had a lining in it. Ama baya, hayanuka leste chaluk. If you don't have a chaluk prepared to wrap the mila with it, leste belisa this leste shivsa, bring a shmata that has epis a svisa end, because it doesn't have an end, it won't be tight. It has to have epis like a end, a border, And wrap it, put the border on the bottom, therefore it wasn't get close, on the bottom towards the goof, on the aver pot close to the goof, therefore it won't get stuck in the top where it's bloody and everything. But on the top, you fold outwards. Therefore, it won't be nechshas, they'll get stuck to the wound and make problems. If chas shalom, a baby is born, and you don't know where its nekev of the piat habas is, there was skin over it, and it wasn't cut open, so the hole where it goes to the bathroom is not open. And you don't know exactly where the hole is. So what you do, you smear it with oil, and that will make it like clear, make the skin very translucent. And you hold it up towards the sun. The zig, where it's clear, you take a barley, and you cut it, two ways. Up and down and back and forth. You shouldn't use a metal keli, because it may get swollen and cause a wound. You have a baby that's not nursing. Make arhu the karpume. It must be because his mouth is too cold. Maite kante. Lase kasa gumra. Bring a hot cup of coals. Look at the hade pume. Put it near his mouth. The chayim pume. His mouth will get warmed up. And it'll start nursing. I heard that the Ben Yehuda says a pshat here, a pisa, derech hamusar, that hayinuk lemayitz means this child doesn't want to learn. He doesn't want to learn. You find the Torah is the daimet adadim. He doesn't want to nurse. He doesn't want to learn. So what's the pshat? It's because you're not making a geshmak enough. You have to make it with fire. Give a bit of fire to it. Then the child will want to learn. You have this baby who's not breathing well. His breathing is not perfect. Lymphday, blow him with a fan, and that will make him stop breathing again. You have someone, he's breathing, but it's not coming through his mouth clear. The airways are not clear. Lacy silto de ime, take the sack of his mother from after the birth, and smear him with it, and that will make him breathe better. If a baby's too small, he's not growing well, he may bring his shilya of his mother, the sack, and smear him from the sack has a wide side and a thin side. So smear him from the narrow side of the shilya to the wider side of the shilya. The olim, if he's too bloated, then do the opposite. Ma'alum al-gatuna, from the wide side of the shilya to the narrow side of the shilya. Omabai, omli aim, hayanuka the sumak. You have a baby who's red. He's born, he's still red. That katil ilir doma, it's a simen that his dam did not get muvla on him yet. And you should not give him a mila. Rashi explains that the dam is near the skin. It's out of the basar, near the skin. It's very dangerous. All the blood will come out if you give him a mila. So what you do, lishuhu le'ad ivlebe doma. Wait till his dam gets swallowed into him, v'limela, and give him a mila. The yorik, if he's yellow, that means a katli nafoy doma. His dam was not absorbed in him all the way yet, and he doesn't have enough blood. Then also you should wait. Then wait until the dam gets absorbed in him and give him the mila. And we bring a maisa to show these stories. The Tanya, there's these two type of sicknesses of being yellow and of being too red. Agav, it says by Esav, the reason why that Esav was not never got a mila. Why not? Said that Yitzchak Avinu, I think the Das Kanan brings it down, that Yitzchak Avinu saw him when he was born. He was Edom, he was red, so he thought he had the sickness of being red, so he didn't give him a mila. And when he was 13 already, he saw he was healthy. He said, I'm not doing the mila. So therefore, he never had a mila. Because ready, they were chayiv a mila ready in those days. But because Avraham Avinu got the mitzvah a mila. So Yitzchak should have gave Esav a mila. And we were worried that Esav was an oral. Teretz says, because he was a sumak, he was red, therefore they couldn't give him a mila. And Tanya, the Braisa brings down some stories about this. Omram Nosson, a famous Braisa we had in Olam Masechta, and I think it was Chulim. Tanya, Omram Nosson, Pam Achas Lacht Kracheyom, I want them wet to the cities, faraway cities. Uvas, Ishal, Onay, Shemaz, Marish, Omeis, a lady came in front of me, and her first son had died. Sheni Omeis, the second one had died. I think it sounds like B'Shas Tamila they died. Hashlishi Vat Lefanay, the third one he brought in front of me and said, should I do the Mila? Re'isav shu adam, I saw he was red. The baby was red. V'marati lo hamtini lo ad shiyilo adama. Wait a little bit until the blood gets absorbed. Hamtini lo ad shiyilo adama. He waited. they waited, she waited for her son to get better. Maloizai gave him a meal of a choya and he lived. They called him Nasan Bavli on my name. And there's another story. Shupamach Lakhta Gminis Kaputgya. Went to the country of Kaputgya. And a lady came who had the same problem. The first son died. Sheni Yamei, second son died. Shlishi about the funny, but the third son, what should I do? Risi Shiyark, I saw he was yellow. He was green, yellow. Sasti Bola Risi, I didn't see any dam bris. There's no dam there. He was told yellow, there's no dam. I'm wait till he gets dam. Vamtinla, he waited. They called him Asabavli Al Shami. Rashi explains that when the yellow is two problems. First of all, it's dangerous. And second of all, you need dam bris. If there's no dam bris, it's not a good mila. It says in the pasuk, gam is dam bris. So there's two reasons really why you shouldn't do mila when the baby is yellow.